President Joe Biden is in Dublin today, where he addressed the Irish Parliament. He spoke of his close kinship with the nation.
People of Ireland, it's so good to be back in Ireland. If you forgive the poor attempt at Irish, Tamasha Walia, I'm at home.
It's part of a visit this week celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, which brought peace to Northern Ireland. The president has also been celebrating his Irish heritage. For more, let's bring in NPR's Frank Langford, who's been following Biden's visit this week. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Diva.
So the president has been speaking in Parliament. What do you make of his remarks?
Well, it was really interesting to watch. It was a very effective speech. It was almost an Irish-American love fest. He talked about shared values and history over centuries, support in both countries for democracy and human rights, and then he brought it right up to date. He said he praised Ireland for fighting along the U.S. to oppose the Russian invasion of Ukraine, giving 170 million euros in non-lethal aid, and Ireland saying, you know, people of Ireland remember what it means to flee home, as Joe Biden's relatives did. They've taken in nearly 80,000 refugees from Ukraine.
Yeah. Now, Biden's visiting both Ireland and Northern Ireland. He was in Belfast yesterday. What's been his message in Northern Ireland?
It was more of a political one. You know, he's here for the Good Friday Agreement to celebrate the 25 years. And it was a little awkward because he's in Belfast at a time now for more than a year that the Assembly, the Northern Ireland Assembly, has not even been meeting. That's a part of the agreement. It's a power-sharing arrangement between the different parties up there. And he very gently sort of suggested that they should work out their differences and try to get back to make the country work better, Northern Ireland. And also said that, you know, there were Americans, he said down here in Dublin, that, you know, American companies would be willing to even invest more if there's more political stability up there.
Hmm. So how was that message received, but both in Belfast and elsewhere?
Well, I think in Dublin here, crowds have been out there very happy to see him. I mean, they really, you know, they appreciate his close connection with the country. In Northern Ireland, it's a little bit different. I think his political comments didn't seem to have any real impact. The Democratic Unionist Party, which refuses to reopen the parliament up there in Belfast, said that his words would not change their minds about reopening the government and the parliament up there.
Okay. And where is he headed next? It seems like he's got his son, Hunter, with him. It's a bit of a family trip there as well, right, Frank?
A little bit. He does have some family members with him. I think you're going to see more of a focus again on his Irish roots. On Friday, he heads up to County Mayo. He's going to give a speech in front of a cathedral where Edward Blewett, this is Biden's great-great-great-grandfather, supplied thousands of bricks for construction. And he, like other members of Biden's ancestors, left Ireland back during the Irish famine. And so I think, again, with this visit, you're going to see a big focus on the biographical and the personal. And watching Biden in person and elsewhere here, you can see that he really thrives and gets energy on it. I mean, he's really loving being what he considers, as he said at the beginning there, you know, back home.
Yeah. NPR's Frank Langford reporting from Ireland. Thank you, Frank.
Great to talk, Deepa.